Ottawa. Ball's in the air. We're underway. Mountain Home will control the tip. They'll be moving from right to left in front of you and on your radio dial. Shiloh Christian moving from left to right on your radio dial and in front of us here. They'll be going opposite the coaches' benches on offense. Shiloh in their home white uniforms, a little blue on the shorts, blue numerals, and Saints across the chest as we have a turnover to start the game. Shiloh Christian will have the basketball. Again, they are moving from left to right here. They're going to give it to Bowman. They'll swing it this side to Butler. Butler down to Humphrey. Humphrey's going to go for the layup. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Ryder McLean. McLean slicing and dicing through the defense. A whistle. And they're going to call a blocking foul. It's going to go on Joby Butler. That's his first. Coach Jonathan Bullington, the head coach. You see him on the sideline if you're watching on the Bomber Sports Network or mhbombersports.com. He was at Mountain Home for two different stretches. He was the seventh grade coach, and then he left for, I believe, 2 years, and then he came back and was Mitch Husky's assistant. As Blaine Tate knocks down a three, Mountain Home is into the scoring column tonight. As Blaine Tate was leading scorer for the Bombers last night, he had 19 points. Shiloh Christian with the basketball. Butler's going to take it between the circles on the beak of the Farmington Cardinal. Just offset now. He's going to center it. 15 on the shot clock. Butler's going to go to his left. They'll give it back to Bowman. Bowman's going to swing it to this side. Back to Henry. Back to Bowman. Bowman's going to drive. He's going to pull up for a little 10-footer off balance. This one rattled around. Won't go. Offensive rebound to Nick Hopper. Fresh 35 on the shot clock. A whistle and a foul. It's going to be Blaine Tate. That's his first foul. That will send Jude Humphrey to the free throw line. He'll take a couple of dribbles. The first free throw's up and good. And Shiloh Christian is in the scorebook. 3-1 with a chance to make it 3-2. It's Shiloh Christian's first game in the Bad Boy Mowers Cardinal Classic. This free throw's missed, rebounded by Tyler Podwoski. I'll have another game tomorrow. I don't know off the top of my head. I lost the schedule I had. This is Mountain Home's final game over here. Then they'll only have two more before Christmas. Gilbert with the ball to McLean on the far side. Now he's going to go to the right wing. Shiloh Christian matched up. Tate, another three. He's got it. Sticks this one. Back-to-back threes. And Jonathan Bullington wants an early timeout. 6:07 to go. Bombers up 6-1 here in Farmington. We'll take a short little break. This is Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Welcome back on Classic Hits 101.7. We welcome you back to Farmington, Arkansas. This will be a conference opponent for Mountain Home. 6-1 our score here early on. Coach Bull saw enough. He wanted a timeout. As we are just 1 minute and 53 seconds into this one. Bombers looking to move to 7-4 on the season. As Blaine Tate has done all the scoring for Mountain Home. The only point for Shiloh came on a Jude Humphrey free throw. He went 1-2 from the free throw line. Ready to go. Mountain Home extending some pressure now. Gilbert's extended out to the opposite volleyball end line. Now they double team him. They'll go down to the corner as it was. Pass was knocked out of bounds by Podwoski. Shiloh Christian will throw in underneath their own basket. 27 on the shot clock. This will be Butler to throw in. They'll get it in onto a diving and cutting Nick Hopper. Layup's good, and it is 6-3 now. Nick Hopper on the board now, his first points of the night. That will make it a 6-3 ball game. Mount Hope with the basketball. McLean's going to go to the floater from the left corner. High arcing shot is good. McLean gets that one to go. It's 8-3 now. Couple new players in for Shiloh Creek. Actually, just one. That is Silas Nancy. They'll swing it to Nancy. Now they'll go back to Butler. Down to 12 on the shot clock. They're going to skip it to the opposite corner. He's guarded by McLean. Three-pointer on the way. This one hits off the back of the iron, and it was into the hands of McLean. He comes up with it. Corp tip it back to him. Mount Hope pushing ahead, looking to run. Blaine Tate going to the middle of the floor. Back to Podwoski. Kick out Jackson Corp for three. Yes! Corp sticks that one. The third three of the game for Mountain Home makes it an 8-point lead here early in Farmington. Shiloh Christian with the basketball. Down to 20 on the shot clock. They find a diving Butler as Podwoski was caught sleeping. He missed the layup but got his own shot back. A fresh 35 now as he's guarded by Rhett Gilbert. Shiloh will reset the offense. Now comes back to this side on the right wing to Nancy. It's dropped down to the corner. Butler's now going to go to the far side. Hopper. Hopper's going to bounce on the block. It's dribbled off of the foot of Aaron Henry. And it will be Bomber basketball on the other end of the court. 4:18 to go. Mountain Home with an 11-3 lead here early on. No substitutions early for Mountain Home so far. Rotation not very big for Josh Fulcher. But the five he has on the floor, they can all play. And any kid he puts out there could play. Clay's going to drive along the baseline. It's got tipped out of his hands. Going to stay with Mountain Home. They'll throw it underneath their own basket with 22 on the shot clock. Zach Schisler will come to the game for Shiloh. They bounce it in. McLean's going to do a turnaround jumper from 10 feet. It's good. And that's a 10-point lead for Mountain Home here early in the first quarter with 3:54 to go. Shiloh with the ball. They'll give it to Butler. Butler between the circles. Rejects the screen. Now he's going to take it from Hopper. Puts up the floater from the right elbow. This one's good. Joby Butler's the third different Saint to score. But nobody for the Saints has more than 2 points. Podwoski to Tate. He wants another three. It's a heat check. This one rattle around. Won't go. McLean tried to tip it off the glass. Missed it. And it comes down to the hands of the Saints. Bowman with the basketball. He gets a screen from Hopper. And a whistle, and no basket's going to be called. It'll be a foul underneath. They will give it to Tyler Podwoski. That's his first foul tonight. Podwoski, the only starter for Mountain Home that is not averaging double-digit points, as the Saints will bring in another substitution. It's not like he's far off, as this is number 45. There's not a 45 on my roster. Well, see if we can... we can figure out what his name is off the sound system as it's tipped out of bounds. It will stay with Shiloh. See if we can't do some investigating. As we do have some folks from Shiloh Christian listening in right now. We'll make sure everyone's kid hears their name as this one is missed. Rebounded by Blaine Tate, who skies for the rebound. Driving on the other end, he's going to skip it to Gilbert. He wants the right wing three. This one's good. He sticks that one. Rhett Gilbert, the third Bomber to hit a three so far tonight. And it's 16-5 here in the first quarter of action here in the Farmington Cardinal Bad Boy Mower Classic. They'll skip to the corner. Butler, a deep three. I was behind the backboard and a whistle. And a foul's going to be on number 45 of the Saints. So couldn't really hear what his name was. It's something Hagen. I think it's Aiden Hagen. Yep, Aiden Hagen, yep. So he came into the ball game a couple minutes ago. 2:29 to go. Floater, this one's missed. Podwoski gets the offensive rebound. A fresh 35 for Mountain Home. Three-pointer on the way is missed. And this one is rebounded by Hagen. Shiloh with the basketball going now again from left to right as this one is missed and picked up by Rhett Gilbert. Gilbert along the middle of the floor. He's going to drive, goes behind his back, pulls up from the free throw line. This one is missed off the left side of the iron, and an offensive rebound, actually a steal from Blaine Tate. He's going to put up the fall-away jumper, and this one's good. So Blaine Tate makes it 18-5 now. Blaine's got 8 points so far. The Bombers pouring it on here early. Minute 50 to go in this first quarter of action. As this one almost went out of bounds, a three-pointer is on the way, and this one is good by Zach Schisler. So that cuts the lead down to 10. And a whistle and a foul. We'll see who they get this on. That's going to go on Aiden Bales. It'll be his first foul, third team foul. Ryder McClain's going to go to the free throw line for a pair. He makes the first one. Reentering for the Saints will be Jude Humphrey. With a minute 33 to go in this first quarter, Shiloh has already played 9 guys so far in their rotation as McClain makes the second free throw. Should be 20-8. There it is. They finally put it up on the board in the arena. And we're talking at the scorer's table. Might be a clerical error in the book, possibly. So we have a stoppage here. Coach Bull and Coach Fulcher both meandering their way toward the middle of the scorer's table. They got it cleared up, apparently. Don't exactly know what it was. It's 20-8 now. 90 seconds to go in this first stanza of action here from Farmington. Ball go to the corner. It's bounced down low to Nancy, and this layup's good. Aiden Hagan. Big boy down low gets the layup to go, and the lead is trimmed down to 10. They'll go Tate on the left wing. Now they'll go to the corner to Ryder McClain. He's going to go to the crossover to the step back. Now three-pointer from Klump. Count it in. One. Gets that one to go. He'll try to complete the four-point play.
Three-point basket is good by Jackson Port.
Bartender, get me a Jack as he's going to go to the free throw line for a four-point play. With a minute and 3 seconds to go. So it was on the shot. You have to kind of be careful when you look at these. If he lands and then it's a foul, then it's just a foul as he misses the free throw. It would have been a shooting foul. Actually, it would have resulted in two free throws. It would have put Mountain Home into the bonus. They will come back this way. They'll sling it to Nancy. Now they'll go back to the far side. They zip it side to side twice as this layup's good from Jude Humphrey. As we have a stoppage, ball got loose, so they're going to corral it. Last bucket by Jude Humphrey. Makes it 23-10. 43.8 seconds to go. So Shiloh extending pressure now. They'll get it into Gilbert. Going to examine the defense now. Little 2-1-2, it looks like. As they will bounce it down, they get it into the front court. McClain met by a double team. They'll give it to Tate to swing it back to the corner behind him, and a whistle and a foul. Be 28.1 seconds to go.
His first personal foul. Team foul number 5 for the Saints.
23-12 now. It will send Ryder McClain to the free throw line. Mount Home enters the bonus. Ryder's first free throw, good. Mountain Home shooting 50% from the free throw line so far. Well, drop that. It's now 2 of 5 now. Make it 40%. Shot clock turned off now. 20 seconds to go. Mountain Home doubling up. Shiloh Christian 24-12. As they're going to dribble the air out of the basketball, Zach Chisler will dribble it between the circles down to 8 seconds. Now to 7. They'll swing it back to this side to Henry. They'll put up the three-pointer. This one's an air ball. They go to an offensive rebound. A turnaround jumper won't go. Good defense from McLean. That's going to do it for the first quarter of action. From here at Farmington, Bombers with the lead, 24-12. We'll have the second quarter of action for you here in just a moment. This is Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered to your door. Call